They're doing the bloody water now. They're dividing it now too with the border.
What do you mean?
What are they talking about the water for now?
They're not talking about having a border in the Irish Sea as such.
Well, I'm coming 83 and I never heard the lack of it in my living life. And you see that storm out? It should be all through out of it and the doors shut and never opened.
Well, it's not open. The doors are shut and they're not in there. And they haven't been for over a year.
And they're getting good money anyway. They're not waiting on the widow's pension like me.
So the DUP say it's a bad deal. They don't want this deal. They're going to vote against the deal. Can you understand why many Northern Irish people say it's a great deal for Northern Ireland, but the DUP don't agree?
The DUP never agrees with nothing because they want everything their way and they don't want to listen to our people.
Right.
They don't represent you?
Indeed, they do not. I represent myself.
Do you think Northern Ireland will almost become a sort of tax haven special principality? Is this a Diet Coke deal for Northern Ireland, best of both worlds?
Thatcher was bad, but she's worse.
You think she's worse than Thatcher?
She's no good. And you see that Foster one? The two of them should be tied together. The two of them.
But Maggie Thatcher wasn't exactly good for Northern Ireland,
was
she?
She was no good either. But that May, that Theresa May, she's a washout, isn't she?
A washout? What's a washout?
No good.
I'm all right with the Brexit now that there's no border or anything. If there was a border and all, like, I was so against that. I was worried about what way the economy was going to be like.
And we're right here on the border in Newry, and you feel it, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Especially here, now you would feel it. Well, at the minute, there is prices going up now. We find that the food prices and all, especially now, grocery shops and all, the DUP. I think they just wanted to still be in the UK. Like, I know I heard that they wanted the border across the waters.
Well, I think it's good that there's going to be no hard border, so to...
Is this Brexit, if you're still being led by the EU, more resignations right through the day. Do you have confidence in the government over at Westminster?
No, not even our own government. So it isn't.
Well, you don't have a government?
Well, we don't have one now. That's what I'm saying. So somebody had said the other day, I said I was up on the bus tour in Belfast and they said, did you see all the kebabs around Stormont? Because there's nobody there. It's ridiculous. They're still getting paid. If you weren't working, would you get paid?
And they are taking a reduced income.
Well, excuse me, like, if you were self-employed, you would never get any money, so you wouldn't.
Are you tempted to stockpile food? Do you think some people were? If it was a crash out of the EU, would you buy tinned food?
You're not going to like this here, but I have faith, and I have faith in Christ. So I have, so that's what keeps me, like, so it is. But might come to that situation yet, the way the country's going now at the moment. We don't know what's ahead of us, so we don't.
I think it's a brilliant deal.
And why are the unionists taking such a hard stance? Is it back to the fact that they think this is a united Ireland through the back door?
Yes, that's what they're thinking.
And even if it means local business, local trade, Northern Irish people could be financially worse off, what do they care about?
They're worrying about their votes.
So they care about being part of the union at all costs?
At all costs.
We've no deal. They're going to milk us. It's now the cow of Europe. That's what Britain is now.
What is it?
They'll milk them while there's milking in them.
They are the cow of Europe. Surely that would be the Republic of Ireland because there's
all the
cows.
Not. They're on the pig's back now.
Do you think it's a good deal for Northern Ireland?
No,
special
it's not
status?
A good deal for anyone except
no
Europe.
No hot water?
There's no deal for Ireland, north or south. Not at all. No, go away before I lose my temper.
Well, you can lose your temper, I don't mind.
You do.
We don't know what it is yet, do we? 500-page document behind closed doors.
What is a man but his word? And that's the end of it.
But Theresa May kept to her word when it came to Leo Varadkar and the Irish government.
If there's going to be a border there, it'll not be Britain put it up. It'll be the EEC.
The EU.
I don't want a hard border for the EU.
Would you stockpile food?
No, you couldn't stockpile enough food. Don't be daft. Do you know what we need?
Get rid of
all these so-called politicians that are lifting hundreds of thousands of pounds a year for doing nothing. If I didn't work, I starved.
Well, Theresa May, in a way, did get rid of all the politicians. She got the civil servants to do it.
The South should have come out. They've more in common. 25% of English people have an Irish connection.
People
have
voted,
of the UK,
that's it.
Well, they just voted to leave.
They voted. If it was only one voice, they voted.
And how did you vote in the referendum 2.5 years ago?
How do you think? How does anybody with any sense vote? I want the hell away from Europe. I want nothing to do with them.
And what's wrong with Europe?
What's right with it?
It's a club of nations.
It stops wars.
There's been no major world wars.
The Germans don't want us. The French don't want us.
They're talking now about getting an army.
The Spanish don't want us. No one wants us. Because we have no money left to give them.
Well, do the English even want Northern Ireland?
Nobody wants Northern Ireland now.
Probably not.
This time last year, I was in Brexit-on-Sea. I was in Clacton-on-Sea. They voted 70% to leave the EU.
Yeah.
And they said they would hand back Northern Ireland if it meant a clean break from the EU. How does that make you feel?
It annoys me because we've brought out to be British.
The way I look at it is, anybody born in the south of Ireland is Irish. Anybody born in the north of Ireland is Irish. I'm Irish. But I want to be under British rule because I think we're far better off.
Are you happy with this deal struck?
No.
Why? But it's everything you want. It's no hard border.
There shouldn't be a border at all. I think people are forgetting what Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland used to be like. And I'm English and I've been living over here for 22 years and I'm not happy with the deal. During the Troubles, I was only here for a couple of years before the Good Friday Agreement. I don't want my children having to grow up to shoulder handbags going into stores and police checks everywhere. For example, I have to cross the border on a regular basis and I don't want to go back to...
And Theresa May is saying there will be no hard border, there will be no barriers.
Well, we have a diabetic daughter and we're already struggling to get her supplies because they're being held over in UK. And I don't know whether that is anything pre-Brexit or not, but there's definitely an issue with supplies coming into Northern Ireland. We're not in that position where we could even stockpile, but it is a worry.
It's a good deal for Northern Ireland.
You're the first person today who said it's a good deal for Northern Ireland.
Well, it is, and you have to put old sectarian rivalries aside. We would have the best of all possible worlds in this situation.
So you get your cake and you get to eat your cake, and why won't the DUP eat their cake?
Because they got what they wanted, but they don't want what they got. And I suspect that they had a plan that the Brexit would bring back a 1922 border again. But of course that was never going to happen. Thankfully we have the Good Friday Agreement. The fact that it didn't work out the way they planned doesn't mean that it's not good. I would say, Arlene, shut the F up, because it's unfair. It'll help farmers, it'll help the economy. We will have a softest of all possible borders. In fact, it will secure the Union for at least 100 years. But the Union, not quite in the form that they had it in mind, but a cultural union, a social union.
Because you'll still be part of the UK, you'll still be
exactly
part of the United Kingdom.
But at the same time, we have the benefits of the single market, we have the benefits of peace, which is above all else the important thing.
Bring jobs, and you mentioned peace. Does it strengthen the Good Friday Agreement? Does it keep those guns buried in the ground?
It most certainly does. It is the way forward. It is the golden opportunity of a generation. And to pass it up would be an act of insanity.
Well, what's the point in voting? So younger people aren't voting, you know, this is the way it's going. So,
do you welcome this Brexit deal?
Brexit, no. I think there should be another vote.
It's an absolute cop-out.
A cop-out?
An absolute cop-out, yeah.
What do you want?
I'd rather just stay in the European Union.
Stay in the EU?
Stay in the EU.
And you feel this deal is some sort of, Brexit light? Or?
I think it's more based on for the mainland, rather than based for Northern Ireland also, because there seems to be a backlash now from the Ulster Unionists and the DUP.
I just hope the best deal is made, especially for a border town like Newry, which can be very severely affected if there's a change in circumstances along the border.
And Newry can be affected. You're right here on the border, right here. You could say this is a Brexit town, or not.
You could say that. Up until now, things in this town is booming. There's lovely cross-border trade, there's great business connections going cross-border, and I do sincerely hope that things will not change to be adversely affecting this community.
I think go with it. It's good.
Go with Theresa May's deal?
Yeah, it's the only one there is. There's no other deal available, is there? No, go with it.
Well, I do think it's a very good deal for Northern Ireland, and I think it's about time that the politicians that represent us here in Northern Ireland stand up and say, let's go with this, because it could be seen to be the best of both worlds, because our business relies very much on export both to Great Britain and to Europe. This deal will give us free access to both markets. So really, I can't understand what the problem is. We should be welcoming this with open arms. And it doesn't in any way interfere with the constitutional status of Northern Ireland, which is guaranteed by the international agreement of the Good Friday Agreement.
I think it's the only deal. Hard border is out of the question.